Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. And you can always just call me Cleo. And tonight we're reviewing the movie called The Banker. It is absolutely outstanding. This is something you should definitely see. It was out in at the end of April, I believe, and on Apple TV March 6th. But if you hadn't seen it yet, this is something you should definitely see. I am definitely getting into real estate myself, whether it's a real estate investment trust or a commercial property. What I'm doing is definitely what these people are talking about, and this is something that every person, black, brown, in between, should invest in. But this particularly talks about people of color and owning property, owning homes. And this is what we're going through, especially with this current administration. It is right on time. The movie is directed by George Nolfi, and they have a lot of writing credits. Nicole Levy, George Nolfi, David Lewis Smith, Stan Younger, David Lewis Smith, he's ongoing in this. Stan Younger, again, in the credits. And Brad Kane, and some of the best executive producers here. We have Samuel L. Jackson, to name a few, and it is quite a few of them, if I want to be correct. But one name you know notably is going to be Samuel L. Jackson. He is completely outstanding in this, and we are excited to have him a part of producing anything, and he always makes his presence known. But along with him, aside from Samuel L. Jackson, we have David Gendron, Will Greenfield, Joseph Ingracio, Ali, and if I butcher anyone's name, please forgive me, Ali Jazayuri, and Christopher Chikarico. But it's directed again by George Nolfi, and written by Nicole R. Levy, and all these amazing writers. And I chose this movie because of the current state. And right now, due to COVID-19, a lot of people are losing their homes. They're losing places to stay, alongside black and brown people dealing with prejudices against this owning land ownership, if not it being stolen right from under our noses. And this movie was so creatively done that it was absolutely brilliant. And to name it all, it was done in real life. This is a projection of a real life story. Just to name a bit of the cast: Anthony Mackie, Samuel L. Jackson, Nia Long. Hello, Nia Long. It's a lot of people in here. It's just to name a few. And they played some of the main people in the movie. Nicholas Hoult, he played Matt Steiner. So it was these are the top billings listed in credit orders for this film. And trust me, this is definitely something you need to go see. I suggest it right now. If you skipped it, it's on Apple TV. It was in theaters. Now it is on Apple TV. One of the best investments of your time you can make. And it shows to the Excuse me, people. Sorry for our technical difficulties. We have a slight disconnect, but we're back. But as I was saying, we're speaking to the resiliency as a people, and us as a people, and us as a human race, that everybody deserves shelter. Everybody deserves to have a place to call home. And so this movie is so brilliantly and beautifully done, it couldn't get any better than real life. So I suggest tuning into it. And this is Cleo's movie review. So always call in. Feel free to talk about whatever movie, whatever actors, whatever studios you like and love, whatever production companies you would even love to be with, and why you want to learn about it. So you can always call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596 here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios for live action in action for lights, camera, and action. Until then, until next time, be great.